Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
What happened to COVID? I mean, none of the people that I saw crossing into Poland or hiding in subways were wearing masks. As a matter of housekeeping, are any of the soldiers vaxxed and boosted? I thought that the science was settled. Soldiers cannot perform their duties unless they are fully vaccinated against the virus. So I don't even understand where all these Russian soldiers are even coming from, or why Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci haven't said anything about President Zelensky's apparent refusal to wear a mask while briefing the rest of the world on the siege. It's COVID first and then everything else. Remember? Yesterday's propaganda said that we were fighting an invisible enemy and that we were all in this together. But today's propaganda says that we're fighting a physical enemy, and actually the Ukrainians kind of have to go at it alone. I can't really seem to make sense of any of it. It seems like a complete 180. Wait a minute. Didn't yesterday's propaganda insist that citizens must never be armed and that we need tighter restrictions on guns? Well, today it says that Ukrainians are being armed in droves by their government to defend their homeland and that we should be celebrating this. Well, which is it? And I swear, it was just a week ago that I was told that biological differences are not real and gender is a social construct. Yet today, I am being asked to donate to the women and children that are fleeing Ukraine for Poland. But what is a woman? How am I expected to donate to something that doesn't even exist? At the very least, amidst all of this insanity, there's one thing that has remained constant, and that is the fact that we are all going to die, no matter what. Unless we do exactly as our government and media says. It's a perpetual existential crisis, unless. And that really is the glue that keeps this great nation together. We are united in one nonsensical state of emergency followed by another, which requires the never-ending understanding and economic sacrifice from us little people.
Hey, guys. My name.
There you go. You have a... It goes to show you some of the insanity of the days that we're living in. We have to keep our sanity, Joe. We have to keep our sanity. I wanted to say one way to do it. This weekend, I'm going to be, Lord's willing, of course, I'll be there at with what's taking place with Hamali and her bringing America back to life. But that's already sold out, but it's going to be streaming live. But also, this coming Saturday at 6 p.m. at Lavera's Party Center at 32200 Chardon Road, Willoughby Hills, they've asked me to open up, and that's going to be, tickets are $50, and you're going to have all these candidates there. From what I understand, you got Jim Renacci there. He's running for governor. You've got Joe Knopp. He's the guy that, he's running for lieutenant governor. He was the filmmaker of The Unplanned. Remember the pro-life film?
Right.
You've got James Timken, who's running for senator, and Mike Gibbons also, and Josh Mandel, all running for U.S. Senate. Going to be a whole lot of candidates there. I've had a number of them call me and tell me, I'll be there. And so, anyhow, also Bevan will be there, and I'm trying to think of a list of some of the people that called me and told me to announce that. Maybe I'll get it more tomorrow. But anyhow, that's this coming Saturday.
Will Jan Porter be at that one, or just her Friday?
Let's see. She very well may be there, because her thing is on Thursday
morning,
Friday morning, okay. And
breakfast, so first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I would be with hers, except for I had committed early. I have a meeting over there with the Ohio Pro-Life Action Committee at 11 o'clock, and so I had committed to that a long time ago. And so, you know, we're going to fight this bloody, bloody, horrible, evil, wicked sin of abortion with every breath we have. But anyhow, all the politicians are going to be out there. And that, again, is going to be, that's in Willoughby Hills, folks. Again, it's on Route 6, which is Chardon Road. Lavera's Party Center, 32200. For more information, by the way, tickets are $50, $400 for a table of eight. For more information, you can call Mario. Call Mario. Tell him you heard about him here on this radio program. Mario at 216-520-1977. That's 216-520-1977. And tell him old pastor sent you there. Okay, I got that done, didn't I, Joe?
Yeah, I think so. I think you handled that quite well, almost like you know what you were doing.
Yeah, well, so there, I mean, you know, every now and then.
Another 40 years and we'll maybe have this down pat.
Yeah. A couple things here I wanted to get said, and that is more lies. Biden bans Russian oil, then says his politics have not held back U.S. energy. Liar, 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 liar. You know, it's like these people tell you, who are you going to believe, us or your lying eyes? You know what? When I go to the gas pumps out here now, they've got these little stickers on the gas pumps people are putting out there. It's a picture of Biden saying, I did this. And here, folks, and why did he do it, Joe? He did it to appease AOC, to appease Pocahontas, to appease Crazy Bernie, to appease those hussies from hell.
Okay. Yep.
He did that to
so much pushback from everybody, even Nancy Pelosi. Don't sell the Russians oil because they saw that politically starting to hurt them. They know elections are coming. It's like, Biden, hurry up and fix this before we, you know, get hurt too bad. And he, like the man he is, he bowed to the winds of political pressure and decided to make it look good again. But you go back to the very beginning, we were energy independent at the end of Trump's term in office. And had we kept everything in place on energy that Trump had going, we still would have the same gas prices even with this war, because we wouldn't need Russian oil, we wouldn't need Saudi Arabia oil, we wouldn't need oil from Iraq, Iran, or Venezuela. In fact, we would have oil to export. And so that's the truth. We would be the same position energy-wise, except that Biden undid all of Trump's policies and started day one. The first thing he did was stop the pipeline to bring all that beautiful oil, crude oil down from Canada, our neighbor, and all those jobs were destroyed. This was a project that wasn't complete, but it was, you know, well on its way. And when completed, would have made us even stronger than we were when Trump left office. And so, I mean, there is no way he can say that. And what amazes me is the liberal news and their fact checkers, crickets, crickets, crickets. They can't say anything.
If Trump had not been, if there had not been a coup, and anyone and everyone that says there wasn't is a liar.
It is a coup. You're right.
It's a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them. These talking heads, and those includes those on Fox News, that looked right in that camera and said, where's the evidence? They are liars, and there's not a bit of truth in them. Not a bit of truth in them. And folks, we're going to remind you that, you know, you can expect all of that at PMSNBC. You can expect all that at NBC, ABC, CBS. Look, Klaus Schwab and the billionaires of the world pay these people. They own them. They're really just prostitutes and whores. They really are. They're media whores. They will say whatever they're told to say. There is no integrity. There is not one single journalist, not one single journalist left at NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, NBC. Not one. Not one. Fox has got maybe two or three, okay?
Yeah, got a couple.
Yeah.
Well, but you know, I went and looked. There was a graph. I can't show it on the radio. The EIA is the official government energy statistics on gas prices and oil production. And you go and look at this, and you can see that everything that Biden said, wrong, 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 oil production is not at its highest levels. It was way higher in December of 2019. And I did a story last night that I want to repeat. I normally don't repeat stories, but the story was very simple. The U.S. government spent $1 billion buying ad to promote the vaccine, the poisonous poke. And the normal, you know, ABC, CBS, all of the, you know, media went for it. What amazed me was Newsmax and Fox News took and ran the ads and took the money telling us how wonderful the vax is, how, you know, it was going to stop the pandemic, how safe it was, how effective it was. So the two main sources of, other than radio, the internet, television, conservative news, use your taxpayer dollars to run ads to convince you to take something that was bad for you, harmful for you, that didn't work anyway, and we got to pay for it with our tax money. So next time you get a chance, thank Fox News and Newsmax and tell them, you know, they lied by omission. They didn't tell us that they took all this government, our money, not the government has no money, it's our money, to give the false narrative. So they sold us a lie for money. They're whores.
Joe, I watched 20 minutes of people dropping dead. I watched this film. Now, you know, I'm not going to go on there, but there's a list of names if you wanted to know who young people that have been dying from this poisonous poke. There's a list of names that goes on in hundreds and hundreds.
Oh, yeah,
and,
there's now well, thousands and thousands of people.
Now, but one of the interesting things, and this is why it's getting harder and harder for them to try to keep it quiet. People are finding out. They know that. This is why the medical profession, hospitals especially, have lost all credibility. People would almost rather die than go to a hospital nowadays. They don't trust them. Yeah. They've lost the trust in the people from the people.
They're scared to go to a hospital because the government was giving treatments that had a. The odds were better that the treatment was going to kill you instead of a couple hundred dollars for some ivermectin that you could have taken right away and survived. You know, yeah, they're scared. They ought to be scared because they've been lied to, they've been cheated, they've been conned. And if you look at how many deaths from this COVID, many, many, many of those deaths were the vaccine. And many others were make-believe, made up to make you afraid to take the vaccine.
The vast majority of them, Joe, now I watched this. Now, the interesting part was, you know, you had all of these athletes. They had soccer players and tennis players and football players. And, you know, they would show you there's a – and basketball players, there's a player down on the court. There's a player down on the field. There's a player down – but, Joe, the most interesting one – was the people live on air media, and this was from around the world.
World, yeah, different parts.
Yeah, and they were talking about, and it was watching. Now, these are the very same people that are propagating the lie, the ones that were promoting this, and it came back to bite them so hard. And I watched one after the other, where they collapsed and died on the air. But there, they keep this quiet. You're not going to see it. Listen, let me tell you something. If you go to NBC, ABC, CBS, if every single person, because, you know, there's a time delay, Joe, there's a time delay. It doesn't, it's not, you know, if every single person on there that got up would die, every talking head, you wouldn't see one of them because they would not show it. They would cut it. Okay, so here, the interesting thing was, there was this woman, this blonde comedian, female, and she was, you know, you could tell she was a modern Millie, feminist type, and she's out and she's saying how, and she's promoting the vax, and she's making light and mocking people like you and I who are telling the truth, and she said, I had the vax, I had the first booster, and I had the second booster, and the third booster. And she said, I even had the shingle shot. Uh-huh. And Joe, you ought to see it. All of a sudden, she got a look on her face of pure fright, and she dropped dead. dropped right dead, and it was right there on the film. I, you know, obviously you can't show film over the radio.
Film on radio, right?
Yeah, but anyhow, and so more and more of this, it's going to come out. They can't keep. Remember, Joe, we've always been right. Remember, after over 50 years, eventually what we've said has proven to be true every single time in 50 years, and so they're lying again. They're lying again now.
Well, you look at Jen Psaki. She came out there and was, and when she was asked about things, well, she said, we're producing oil in record numbers, and the oil companies have these 9,000 drilling permits that aren't being used. Well, yeah, they get a bunch of permits. They look at them. It takes years to develop, but a lot of them are dry holes, and they're not, even if they have a permit that's still good for a couple of years, they've already explored and looked at things, and there's not enough oil or no oil, or there's not enough of it to go to the expense of drilling. They, but, you know, again, they lie like that. Oh, they've got all these leases. Well, you know, I don't know how many of them are, but a great many of those are no good. They've found oil in different places. They want new leases to go where they want to drill where the oil is. And the way these people do it, it just sounds so slick, like they'll give a fact. These drilling permits are not being used. Well, if there's no oil there, no, they're not going to use the permit. They're going to let it expire.
I'll say one thing about Circle Back Psaki. She's becoming a better liar than she has been.
Oh, yes.
In other words,
better at it.
When she, I mean, and she's out there, she's told, you get out there, and here's your lie. You take this lie. Remember, they don't call it the lie. They call it the narrative. Makes them feel a little better.
Yeah.
You get out there, and here's the lie you're going to tell today. Now, one of the things what they're, of course, what Jan forgets to talk about was the fact that they are so overregulated, Joe,
yeah,
that it doesn't pay to try to make an investment in this. And you got to do it like what Trump. Look, we had the best president we've had since Ronald Reagan in the White House. He was the best president. Now, if he was still in the White House today, he would, what is taking place in Ukraine would not be taking place.
No.
It would not be taking place.
It would not happen.
Okay. Let me just say something here, because I just had, did I do that article on President, let me do this. This is on President Trump. Here's what he had. He just had something to say. He said, the latest statement by President Donald Trump is one of the most important statements to date. Listen to what he says. Why does the FBI continue to ignore the thousands of pieces of evidence and videotape exposing fraud in the last election? Report from Tuesday calling for Wisconsin lawmakers to decertify the 2020 election results in their state due to fraud. Now, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in Wisconsin said, look, this the election fraud was unbelievable. We got to decertify that. We, you know, just like it was in Pennsylvania, just like it was in Michigan, just like it was in Georgia, and everyone and anyone, and I dare anyone and any of these lying talking heads to come on this radio program and challenge me, because they're lying. And, you know, God's word, the Bible says all liars, okay, will have their place in the lake of fire. And so President Trump mentions the 240 ballot trafficking mules on video, filing ballot drop boxes with thousands and thousands and thousands of illegal votes. Trump describes the Democratic illegal operation to abuse elderly Americans in nursing homes and steal their votes. President Trump mentions the election bribery in battleground states by Democratic operatives. And President Trump mentions Pelosi refusing National Guard soldiers to the January 6th protest in Washington, D.C. And that was a false flag. And those people were killed. And Nancy Pelosi is guilty of murder. Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, they're guilty of murder. Absolutely guilty of murder.
Well, and, the same be said for all those like Fauci that pushed the poison poke that's killing people, all those people that died of the vaccine or complications after the vaccine, like, you know, they got myocarditis from the vaccine and that they died of a heart attack. It's just, you know, cause and effect there. It's the same thing. These people, for the love of money, profits, and owing their jobs and their fortunes to the pharmaceutical companies and the big government or a big business, they allowed people to die. So they're guilty of murder, too.
Here you go, Joe. CDC officials, and this is an article by Julian Conradson, CDC officials admit agency has withheld critical COVID information from the public, including data and breakthrough infections, over fears of vaccine hesitancy.
Exactly.
Throughout the pandemic, the CDC has diligently maintained a running tally of COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and death for the public view. And you know all the numbers that make up the majority of a virus fear porn.
And withholding information is a lie by omission, and God says that's even worse than just a general lie where you deceive, the lie of omission, because you know something and you do not tell the truth. You are guilty, and liars have no place in heaven, do they?
No. He goes on to say, according to the new report by the New York Times, the CDC also has been collecting much more detailed data about COVID infections that breaks down by age, race, and vaccination status. The critical information would go a long way towards figuring out an end to the pandemic, but the agency has purposefully suppressed the information from the public over fears that it would be misinterpreted and cause vaccine hesitancy. In other words, they're saying that we can't tell the people the truth. The CDC is a bastard organization. It's a bastard organization. It has lost all legitimacy. There, you know, since Obama got in, he started infecting everything with the Obama virus, and now the CDC is totally gone. Here is an article. Nothing gets me worked up. This is a fellow here, Steve Bannon. Nothing gets me worked up as much as these guys, the scum of the bush, who are just complete filth and trash. Now, Steve Bannon goes off on turncoat Bill Barr. Barr is a traitor. As far as I'll always remember, Bill Barr is committing high treason. I'll always remember as him being one who, and that's the most despicable kind of people that I can imagine, one who pretends to be one thing, gets in there, and betrays God and country. You know what? Bill Barr better hope he never runs into me. If Bill Barr ever runs into me, I'm going to preach him heaven sweet and hell hot. I'm going to preach him hell hot so hot, okay, that his hair will catch on fire, because he has committed high treason against God and against country. And I hate traitors. I really, Joe, you know, God hates traitors too. He hates those that have committed treason against him. And so, you know, the Bible, you often hear people say, well, the Bible says we're to love the, hate the sin, but love the sinner. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It says we're to hate what God hates and love what God loves, okay? And God does not love traitors.
Yeah, he hates lies. He hates deception. He hates shedding innocent blood. And that just reminds me of something. Many years, one of the first things I remember in high school, I was taught this. Marcus Tullius Cicero, back 42 B.C., before our Lord. The enemy within. A nation can survive. It's fools, even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves among those within the gate freely. His sly whispers rustling through the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims. He wears their face in their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. That boy, I could think of the names, just go down the list, you know, starting with Fauci, the traitor within, the, you know.
Joe, you know what? I'll tell you what here. I'll finish my article, but then I want to tell you this. You know, Steve Bannon went off on sellout bar on Tuesday, and this was the former attorney general turned on Trump and landed on the liberal media guest list to push his new book.
Yeah.
He's Walter Mitty. He's a nerd, and he's a nerd of his life. He's not just stabbed Trump in the back. I feel he stabbed me in the back. I think he stabbed the entire nation in the back on this hard drive from hell. What he did, he suppressed this information so that while the elites in our country were doing compromised by Chinese Communist Party in all the situation in the Ukraine, stealing money with both hands, Barr is now going to come out. And we're going to have a field day going into the details of what a total and complete scumbag you are, according to Bannon. This is what he says. You had this in December of 2019, Hunter's laptop, and you actively suppressed it from the people of the United States. You sold us out. When people that sell themselves for money, they're called whores.
Whores.
Mr. Barr, they're called whores. Don't worry about joining a law firm. You better lawyer up yourself. Nothing gets me worked up as much as these guys that are just complete filth and trash. And we're going to do it with facts. We're going to walk you through the facts of what Bill Barr knew and when he knew it. And Chris Ray, throw Chris Ray into the pile too. Yeah, we got sold out big time by the whole dirty cops. By the so-called Justice Department and the FBI, all so many dirty cops, unbelievable. But now, Joe, here's the thing. Joe, you know, no place in the Beatitudes does it say blessed are the stupid. You've read that, right? I mean, you won't find that in there, do you?
No, it's not there. I've looked and looked and looked.
Let me tell you who's come down with a real hard case of stupidity. A really hard case of pure, outright stupidity. And that's our entire Republican Senate and our entire Republican Congress. Yeah, Joe, they've come out and they've lined up and they're happy that they can agree with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, and they're saying that Mr. Putin is America's worst enemy. Well, let me tell you what. The Democrats are my worst enemies. I know the Democrats. They're antichrist. They're satanic. They're very satanic. They're for abortion. They're for euthanasia. They're for pedophilia. If God's word, the Bible, calls it a sin, if it causes it a betrayal, if it causes a transgression of his dominion, they embrace it. And every one of these stupid Republicans that say how they're so happy that they want to join hand, and they've got something that they can be in common with the Democrats. Well, I don't want, I would be glad to tell them, I've noticed that you've become a fool lately, an absolute fool. What do you think, Joe?
I think when I read that Cicero, I was thinking the same thing. Putin's a murderer. He's evil. But we know he's said what he was going to do. He wants to reconstitute the whole old Soviet Union, bring back the USSR, and but these people lie, cheat, steal, deceive. Yeah, you're right. I fear them much more. They are the real enemy, the enemy within. They're the ones that are going to bring America down.
Hang tight, Joe. We'll be back right after this.
Sin is a burning thing. It has a deadly sting. Pleasure is a burning desire, but it will take you to the lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. flames, they'll burn higher, and you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Christ is a saving king. He'll keep you from death stings. Sin is a burning desire. Fall into that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire.
All righty, we're going to open the phone lines, and the phone lines are open, and our co-host with us is here, Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. I want to bring up a scripture, but also on LifeSite, Vigio has a long article. The first half of what she's talking about is the World Economic Forum. Second half, he goes into his analysis on Ukraine and Russia. The one interesting tidbit is that the two of the major rare earth minerals, palladium and I think it's neon or something like that, that are needed in chips for the cars today are made are exclusively from the Ukraine and Russia. So we'll see what happens with that. But I think he's still in hiding from the Pope and the deep state, but really impressive article. But I wanted to go with what you were just saying from 2 Peter chapter 3, the last three verses, where you were talking just now about the Republicans, like kind of joining with the Democrats, where it's talking about people are involved in their own destruction, and then it pivots to where don't fall into their destruction. Would you see it that way?
You're talking about, let's see. Wherefore, beloved,
2 Peter, yeah, the last three verses, 15.
Starting with 17? Let me see. Oh, no. That's right.
15 to 18, yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Let me get there. Okay.
2 Peter 3:18. No.
And the account that long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul has, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. There's also all his epistles speaking in them, and of these things, in which are some now hard to be understood, which they are unlearned and unstable, the rest, as they also do with the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Well, you're right here. Therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things, beware lest you also being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him the glory and both now and forever. Now, here, what you got, and that's true. You have so much biblical literacy today. You know, all of these polls that they come out, Joe, that you keep seeing all the time, people are who are professing Christians are totally biblically illiterate. They're not saved. The vast majority of these people out there are clueless. They have these sound bites that they say, like we just said here a minute ago, but they're not saved. They're again, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They're clueless. when it comes to what God's Word, the Bible, actually teaches, huh?
Very much so. We see it more and more and more. Women pastors, all kinds of things that, you know, if you read the scriptures, you knew would not be, you know, two lesbians pastoring, co-pastoring a church. They can't be pastors and it can't be a church. So, but the people go there and listen.
Yep, you're absolutely right. I just was reading an article now. You got one of these apostate churches with women pastors, and they're an apostate church with women pastors that have open marriage. They preach open marriages in the church. There you go. In other words, they're swingers in the church. Cliff, got to move on, but thanks for calling. That's a good, you brought up a good one. Who's next? AC, you're in there.
Hello?
Hello, you're in there. Go ahead.
Yeah. I've been following your Bible study on Jesus' teaching as it was in the days of Noah, Matthew 24, 37, 38, 39, specifically. So Jesus gives us a historical example here. So I have a question for you. And the question is this. Jesus is using a historical example. So does Noah represent, as a type and shadow, does he represent a pre-tribulation rapture Christian, or does he represent a Christian that gets saved during the tribulation period?
Okay, let's look at this, okay? First of all, when the flood came, where was the flood at?
Over the whole earth.
So, down on the earth. Where was Noah in the eight?
He was safely in the ark.
Now, what happened when the rains came and the water rose? How high did the water rise?
High enough to flood the earth.
It rose 15 cubits above Mount Ararat, the highest mountain, right,
okay,
at that time.
All right.
So now, let's take a look at this. What happened? God's judgment became upon the earth. What happened to the people on the earth?
Well, the people that were left behind outside the ark perished.
They perished. And then God took his people, he raised them up off the earth, up into to the first heaven, okay? And they found they were saved from the tribulation period there. And then what happened after the waters receded?
Well, then the ark rested on Mount Ararat.
Okay, and then what about Noah and his family?
They were given a new life.
Okay, so what happens during the rapture of the church?
The Christians that are raptured, living Christians, living believers, escape the flood of God's wrath, which will cover the whole earth for 7 years, and they'll be given a new life, glorified bodies.
Amen.
AC, I think you're on to something. I think you're on to something.
I want to point out something, okay, concerning Noah. And you and your co-host read this earlier in reading the scripture, but this is a very interesting thing. He read that Noah walked with God, okay? You know, Noah found grace with God, then he was perfect in his generations, and then it says Noah walked with God, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that there's only one other person in the book of Genesis, at least before the flood, and maybe even after, but certainly before the flood, there's only one other person that was ever described as walking with God. You know who that was?
Enoch.
Exactly. And what happened to Enoch? He was raptured.
He was taken out, raptured, and now, actually, you know, when they talk about his father being the longest living man, but Enoch apparently never died, so that puts him as the longest liver.
He's still alive.
Right.
Yeah. And
right.
So
he was 365 years, and then the Lord raptured him.
So he outlived Methuselah. Okay. Well.
Now I got another question. You visited the Ark Encounter some time ago, right?
Three times. Yep. I went
three times.
Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you really believe, from what you saw, okay, and again, I'm using reasoning here, do you really believe that only Noah and his sons built that ark, or could there have been other people that helped Noah, but they fell away from Noah's flood gospel because they just lost interest, like people are losing interest today?
You know, that's a Think good question. I thought about that myself, and I got ahead of feeling. But remember now, it took them 120 years. Boy, you can get... I used to be in building, and years ago, right. We used to rough in a house in 8 days, and a big...
Right.
So, you can, you know, even four men can really build a lot in 120 years. But I don't know.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, there would have been people there that would have wanted work, for sure.
But what if they started out believing Noah, and then they decided, well, you know, we know there's going to be a flood, but it's not going to happen in our lifetime. So they just fell away from the flood gospel, like people are falling away from believing in the rapture.
Well, you're right, but just like in those days when they were saying, well, the rains are coming. The what? The rains are coming.
It had never rained. Right?
It had never rained, okay? And so... today, again, you know, people, again, the fact of it is the vast majority of people are biblically illiterate. Most of those kids, and I'm talking about those, many of them that go to the big neo-evangelical, you know, country club churches, and, of course, to the apostate, they're biblically illiterate. They don't learn the Bible, okay? They learn a socialist gospel or... they're there. And so, again, the vast majority of people out there today are biblically illiterate.
I remember some of those churches had Santa Clauses coming to the church to give gifts to the children. And I thought, I bet their children know more about Santa Claus than they do about Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, again, those are the days. We are living in, okay... the time of sorrows, which the Bible clearly distinguishes right now. So as we look around, we see in all of these things that are happening. We understand what's going on, but the vast majority of people are clueless. Now, for example, now this piece that I played here earlier about what's going on with Klaus Schwab, we'll be playing that in our church on Sunday, either during the, during the current event class. So the people that are attend doers of the Word Church, they know about things that are happening. They know what the Bible teaches about things that are coming, and they know about things that are happening now. You will not get that out there today. The vast majority of pastors just don't have the courage to do it. There you go. So those are the days that we're living in. And isn't that exactly, AC, what the Bible said would be like in these days? Oh, George is up next. We lost AC. George, you're in the air. Hey, George. You better speak up now, George.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good, good. I had a question for Genesis 6. You know, you said that is, you know, the fallen sons of God married to the daughter of man.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they provide a giant. But, you know, I found in Luke 20, I was reading the other day and, you know, happened to read. And it says, the you know, when people, we die and in the resurrection, you know, we are as an angel. We're not given in marriage. He's saying is, you know, that.
I know that. Listen, let me tell you. You'll find that in Matthew 22:30. Hey, okay. And then here, George, you go to Mark 12:25. Joe, would you read
Matthew 22:30?
Yeah, loud. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then, George, you will go to Mark 12:25.
12:25, okay.
Matthew 22:30, all right. It says,
For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead, George.
Okay. 25, right?
Yeah.
12, 20. Okay, for when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven.
Now, here's what this means. It means exactly what it says. Exactly what it says, okay? Now, where are those angels at? Where are those angels at, George?
The angels, which they are in heaven.
George, right. The angels that God cast out of heaven down to the earth. Did George? George? The angels that God cast out of heaven down to the earth, did he cast them out for obeying him, or did he cast them out for disobeying him?
They are cast down for disobeying.
So now, if they didn't obey God in heaven, do you think they would obey God here on earth?
No, they are called devils.
So they were told to not have anything to do with human beings, but they didn't listen, did they?
Yes.
Did they transgress God's dominion?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what it meant. So they were, those angels in heaven, they're there because they didn't transgress. These that were cast out, they transgressed God's dominion, and they went and they took women. Now, when it says they took them, didn't mean that they went out and said, proposed to them and asked them for their hand in marriage. They went out and they took whatever ones they wanted because nobody was able to stop them. And so,
okay.
And then you ended up with these offsprings that were not fully human. And that's what you have today. According now, right now, okay, Tom Rentz did that article, that report, 135 pages. And here they try to get the courts to give them 70 years before they published this, made public. Now, why do you think they wanted 70 years before that report was made public? Because in there, it showed you how many people were dying from this COVID. Now, Big Pharma now has said, well, since their vaccine changes the DNA of people, that these people are literally no longer human beings. This is what Big Pharma said, okay? And so they went to the courts, and the Supreme Court says that if you own the patent on that, then those people that have that, that's whoever has that, that's the property of the whoever owns the patent. So this is what's happening right now. So there you go. Who's next? Bob, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor Arnie, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, listen, I just want to read you two small articles in the Daily News about a captured Russian lieutenant by Ukraine. A Russian commander captured by Ukraine condemned Moscow's invasion as a genocide, saying in a televised state that he and his troops were duped into believing Kyiv had been overthrown by Nazis and needed liberating. Lieutenant blah, 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 who was captured along with two other soldiers, said he had been told that they were being sent to help Ukraine because it was dominated by a fascist regime and nationalists and Nazis had seized power.
Well, that was...
That was
partially right. There were a bunch of Nazis involved in that government. The government was corrupt as can be. And there were a lot of Nazis involved in that government, okay? So that was partially right. But now Putin, all of these Russian troops, they thought they were going to be welcomed as heroes.
Right.
Yeah. And the last thing I'll say, he said, obviously this information was unilateral information that other people knew about it. So it's that he was completely duped, or that's something they would say if they were captured.
Right.
But,
all right. I got to move on, but listen, thanks. And do not believe the fake news media, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, and and half of what Fox tells you. Don't believe it. Joe, you got about 3 minutes. Can you do her?
Sure can. I was just thinking, in 2 Corinthians, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And in Romans 8, verses 9 and 10, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. What it's saying very simply is, if the Spirit of God is not dwelling in you, you are not saved, you have none of his, you are not of his flock. And the only way you can be part of the family of God, be a real Christian, is to be born again in the Spirit. And you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And the only way to do that, Scripture says, is you must repent of your sins, those sins that put Christ on the cross, because he came to this earth to take your place, my place. He went and died on that cross to pay the price. The penalty for sin was death. The Father made it clear. And he died in our stead. And if you accept his offer that he died for you, that if you ask God to forgive you the sins, those sins that put his son there, you will be forgiven. And then you must ask the Lord, Jesus, that you want him to be Lord of your life, all of your life, without reservation. You want to become this born-again believer. You ask him to give you the Holy Spirit. That makes you, that's your down payment on everlasting life. That's the seal that you are now belonging to Christ and the family of God. You are joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. And you, as Scripture said, are that new creature. All things become new. You are a new creation, a new person spiritually. And this is the greatest decision you make. And it's so simple. It starts with repentance, calling upon the Father in prayer, and believing that Jesus died for your sins, and accept his offer of grace. And there is no time to waste. Look at this world. The violence, people die every day, every night, all over the world. And it's one of those things, if you put off, there may not be a tomorrow for you to change your mind and accept Jesus as your Savior.
Especially, Joe, with what we've just seen, again, with what's taking place, where man now has what you heard tonight with this, with these animals who came from Devos, where they have decided they will transgress, they will take complete control of mankind. They will cross God's border, like boundaries.
Yep.
Well, we're out of time for tonight. So until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And always, always, keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.